Chapter 8.
Wife? Excuse me, you said wife?
Marco asked incredulously.
You mean there's such a thing as a female Horcrux?
I guess so, I said. We didn't really have time to ask. It was late afternoon. We were all in Cassie's barn. Actually, I was in the rafters of Cassie's barn, looking down at the rest of the group. Jake, Cassie, Marco, Axe, and Rachel. Back in human form again. Axe was in his own natural Andalite body. It's a danger to have him there, because we can never allow anyone to see the Axe Man. I mean, one look at Aximile Escaruth Isthil, at the two movable stalk eyes on top of his head, and the deadly scorpion tail and the centaur body, and you know he's not exactly a local boy. But it was worth the risk, since he knew more about Horcrux than any of us did. Besides, I was providing security. From my place up in the rafters, I could see out through the hayloft to Cassie's house, and since I have excellent hearing as well as sight, I'd know if anyone approached the barn. Cassie's barn is actually the Wildlife Rehabilitation Clinic. It was full of every kind of local wild animal. The wire cages are piled high all around the barn. Both Cassie's parents are veterinarians. Her mom works at the gardens, which is this big amusement park and zoo complex. Her father runs the clinic with a lot of help from Cassie. They take in injured or sick wild animals. And right now, beneath me in the cages, there was a sampling of all the animals that lived in the area. Possums, voles, rabbits, skunks, foxes, raccoons, squirrels, and so on. Many of them would have made a nice snack for me, but Cassie and I have an agreement about that. I don't eat her patients. In addition to the land animals, there were bats and birds. Cassie actually rescues pigeons and crows and even jays. I have nothing against pigeons, but I don't like crows and ravens and jays. They're like the gangsters of the bird world. Plus, they're smart. They can work together to mob peaceful raptors like me. Sometimes a bunch of them will actually try to steal a kill from me. And believe me, you get 6 or 8 big fat jays or crows attacking you all at once, and it can be very annoying. But that's another story.
How exactly do you tell a man Horcrux from a woman Horcrux? Marco asked. Do the women put makeup on their wrist blades? Do they use nail polish on those big nasty toes of theirs?
Rachel rolled her eyes.
We didn't have a chance to go into it, all right? We barely got the one Horcrux to the cave.
I mean, do female Horcrux cry at chick movies?
Marco went on, talking mostly to himself.
Do they get all goo-goo when they see a baby?
What about the female? Jake asked Rachel and me. Rachel shrugged and looked away. We don't know, I said. We saw her get knocked into the ditch. That was it.
Man, this whole thing stinks. It's a trap. It's a setup,
Marco said.
But I think the real question is, do female Horcrux get all weird around bugs and snakes?
I don't think so. About the trap, I mean.
Weird around bugs and snakes?
Cassie asked with a raised eyebrow.
Is that how girls are, Marco?
With that, she reached into a low drawer beneath the bottom row of cages. A second later, a snake was lightly tossed through the air in Marco's direction.
Ah! 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 Get it off me!
Cassie retrieved the harmless garden snake and put it back in its drawer while everyone laughed. Except Axe, who doesn't always get human humor. Even Marco had to laugh.
Oh, that was so not fair. Funny? Yes. Fair? No. Can we please act more mature here?
Sure, Marco, Rachel said. Why don't you leave, and we'll automatically be a more mature group.
Could we stick to business? Jake asked, but he was still smiling from the snake thing, so no one took him too seriously.
Why would a yerk, even a yerk inside a Horcrux, want to run away?
Marco asked.
Sooner or later, he has to get back to the yerk pool. It doesn't make any sense.
Rachel sighed.
Marco, how dumb are you? Don't you get it? These aren't controllers. There is no yerk. Somehow these two Horcrux are free.
Cassie looked thoughtful.
Isn't it kind of a coincidence that you just happened to be in the area where the Horcrux were escaping?
Yes, I said. Definitely. Especially since I wasn't even heading there. I was actually trying to go somewhere else.
I saw the two stalk eyes on Axe's head swing up to focus on me with new interest. His main eyes stayed on Jake. Cassie gave me a tilted head, puzzled look.
You mean...
But Rachel interrupted.
Look, we need to decide what to do about this. We've got this Hork-Bajir male in a cave, but the Yerks will keep looking for him. And I have to tell you, this Hork-Bajir is not exactly Stephen Hawking.
Who? Cassie asked. He is a human physicist, Axe responded. I read some of his writings. He is very brilliant, but also very wrong about several things. For example, when he refers to the structure of atoms in... Jake threw up his hands in exasperation. Is there any chance we could stick to business?
I remember when Jake used to be fun, Marco said in a loud whisper. Now he's such a grown-up.
I was never fun, Jake said with a tolerant smile.
No, you were never smart, but you were always fun, Marco teased. The question is, what do we do about this Hork-Bajir?
Rachel asked.
He's sitting out there in a cave in the woods, moaning about his kalashi. What do we do with him?
We all looked at Axe like he'd have the answer. I have never known of a free Hork-Bajir, Axe said. They've been slaves of the Yerks for a long time. But it is possible. Maybe somehow, while this Hork-Bajir's Yerk was in the Yerk pool, the Hork-Bajir managed to escape. It is possible. His wife as well. In which case, these may be the only free Hork-Bajir in the entire galaxy. The only two free members of their species.
Imagine, Cassie whispered. Imagine being the only two free humans in all the world.
Somehow, no one felt like messing around anymore. Even Marco looked thoughtful. If the Yerks won, humans would be no different than the Hork-Bajir, absolute slaves of the Yerk Empire.
So, what do we do with the only free Hork-Bajir in the galaxy?
Marco asked. What does the Hork-Bajir want to do? Axe asked me and Rachel. Rachel and I stared blankly at each other. You know, I admitted, we never asked.
Then I guess that's step one, Jake said. Let's find out what the Hork-Bajir wants.
Everyone agreed, but I saw that Cassie was still troubled. Under her breath, she muttered,
And then let's find out why Tobias was somewhere he didn't mean to be.
I don't think anyone else heard her, but I did.
Why had I been there?